Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. What is this? It's the only nationally syndicated show that talks about video games by a gamer, for a gamer, for the people, by the people, all that good stuff. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson. I'm Rick Tittle. I've been doing this show nearly 20 years on a national basis, and it's 1 hour a week on the Sports Talk Networks, the home network, Sports Byline USA. Out here in the Bay Area, normally I would be in our downtown San Francisco studios, but I'm over here on the Oakland side at my house. There's this whole pandemic thing, talking to you on an Astro 10 gaming headset via Skype, bringing you the shows as we have been since March, every week at this time. And if you want to hear it live, of course, that's Sunday nights out here in California at 9 p.m. or on the East Coast, you can get us right smack dab at midnight. Start off your Monday, add or subtract time accordingly. What we do is we talk about video games at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. Once again, 1-800-878-7529. That'll get you in and get you heard. And we can also talk to the troops who are listening both home and abroad on American Forces Radio Network. That's $500, 177 countries. We know how important video games are to our brave men and women in the military, and they allow us to do such frivolity and mirth is playing video games because they keep us safe. So we're proud of you. Keep up the good work. You can listen to the show on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. It's also, you can hear a pod on iTunes. You can get us on CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel, tune your cable provider in 35 million homes. We're on SB Nation as well. So SBNationLive.com, SportsByline.com, any emails, Rick@SportsByline.com. That's where you send in your request for the cheat code at the end of this hour. And also, great to be on Sirius XM 211 in progress, the Dan Patrick channel as well. I have a live interview with a game developer in Belarus. Is he in Minsk? Da? I don't know. I'll check. But also, I'll give away a brand new game, as I always do, at 40 after. I'll let you know what all the new games are this week. Do you have your PS5? I don't yet. Do you have your Xbox Series X? The hunt is on. So, we'll take a quick break. We'll come on back. We've got an hour together to talk video games, and we'll get back into the sports talk. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
The Video Game Review.
Back to the show, Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, border to border, and as I always like to mention, around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Great to have you with us, wherever you are listening, and you may participate in the show as you see fit. Just get us on the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. Scott is over on the San Francisco side of the bay waiting to put you on the air. Once again, 1-800-878-PLAY. You ain't got no alibi. You ugly, girl. You ugly. All right. So as I said, I believe we'll be talking to a, and we've been, you know, over the years done a lot of interviews with, developers in Eastern Europe, in, Hungary, especially with IDOS, the way that they have places all over. But, anyway, supposed to be going to Belarus. So we'll see what's going on there. We used to call Belarus White Russia. Remember that? Are you old enough to remember White Russia? Okay. That's racist. Did you get your next-gen console? Are you waiting on it? I would imagine if you're an enthusiast of video games, if you're someone who listens to this show regularly or the someone who heard my little blurb at the top and has kept the knob on the dial parked right here, it's because you do like video games, which would mean you probably are interested in procuring for yourself a PS5 or Xbox One Series X or Series S. I have not been able to get one just yet. I talked last week about how I was duped, and not by Walmart, although my initial reaction was to hate on Walmart, but when they became available right at noontime last week and I was ready to go and I got one in my cart and then it froze and then it froze and then the screen froze and then finally it says, I tried to add it to the cart and it says limit one, it's already in your cart. Then I finally went to pay and it actually let me through, and then it said, this item is sold out. And I wanted to shove my head through my computer monitor, only to find out much later that there have been a few shall I say, gentlemen? Probably not, but a few people who have written software, whereas to buy them all up in a millisecond. And, you know, when I think about how many sales calls I get on my cell phone that are all in my area code, and it's just relentless, and each time I block it, I'm not surprised that someone has been able. And the guy who said it anonymously, he was interviewed, and he said, you snooze, you lose, to write that type of code, to individually order. I mean, you have to have the credit card numbers. You have to have different address limit one. But they're all snapped up. So I heard this week that I think it was on Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific that Walmart was going to make another mad dash, and I didn't do it. And, you know, the old, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. I knew it was a fool's errand to try it. And I found out later that they were snapped up immediately in a matter of seconds. So at some point, I mean, we've all walked into a Target or a Walmart, wherever you live, and you've seen a PS4 or an Xbox One just sitting there, right? Behind the glass, wherever they keep it, on the shelf. I hope I don't have to wait that long, but it's going to have to get to a point where the mania has died down. But you talk about a money-making venture. This $500 is nothing to sneeze at. 500 big ones. Yeah, I want the one where you can put the disc in. I'm not going to have the one that doesn't play because I get too many physical copies. Let's get physical. Too many of those, and I don't want to worry about filling up my hard drive with a bunch of stuff that I'm going to have to do anyway with the DLC that I get. So it's funny. There are a couple of different websites that tell you exactly who's going to have stock and who's not going to have stock. The one that I'm upset with and I just gave up on was GameStop because months and months ago, I was on their list for PS5 updates. And their updates that they've done twice since launch, their updates are emails saying, hey, we're getting more stock in soon. Check back. What do you want me to do? Hit refresh every 5 seconds for the next 48 hours? Tell me when the stock is in. Don't say we're probably getting some. Check back. I mean, I'm a buffoon, but I'm not that much of a buffoon. Now, we also heard stories, and this is not just an American problem, but in the last week we finally had the launch overseas as well. Remember, America gets to go first because we're better than everyone. Now, because America just gets to go first on that. But in England, as they went as well, they've had a problem over there, as here, that you've actually had delivery drivers here and there. I'm not trying to. Most delivery drivers are honorable people, but they've been pinching them. And then seeing an article in the BBC in England that people have been getting their boxes delivered by Amazon.co.uk, and inside the box is hair dryers, and one guy got a toaster oven. Another guy got just a bunch of toys stuffed in. And, you know, you look on your Amazon app or website, what have you, and it says, you know, delivered. How is our delivery? Can you imagine? It's one thing to get it in the cart, but when you pay for it and it's supposed to be coming your way, like I remember being in downtown Oakland a couple years ago, I was at a Jamba Juice and I was standing there, got the Orange Dream Machine. I know, I'm from California, and with Vita Boost. And all of a sudden, the girl goes, Rick, and this guy just walked right in front of me. This homeless guy walked right in front of me, grabbed it, and left. And she's like, was that Rick? I go, I'm Rick. She goes, I'll make you a new one. What are you going to do? You know, it's a $4 drink. The guy's homeless. You know, make a citizen's arrest. You know, you feel hard done by. But, you know, you let it go. Who gives a crap? But if you paid $500 and it says it's on its way. Ooh, it's on its way. And, you know, you have Amazon, whatever. You can usually track this stuff, whether it's UPS. And it'll say, you know, it's always some weird thing like Monkey's Eyebrow, Kentucky. Now it's in Peoria, Illinois. arrived at a depot in Yuma, Arizona. It's like, what is this all about? And then finally, it's like, oh, it's on its way, out for delivery. It says out for delivery, you know, delivery by 9 p.m. And then it says delivered. There's your box. It says PS5 on it. You open it up, and it's got a bunch of garbage in it. So these are at a premium. Now, the people who are really, really, really trying to get these things, I think, are rich parents, because you've got some spoiled brats out there. Dad, where's my PS5? And then those are the guys who go on eBay or whatever other auction site, Craigslist, and they're forking out $1,100, $1,200. Because for them, they make that every time they blink, and their kid wants it, so they get it. So these people who snap up all these PS5s are making a crap load of money. And it's not fair, man. But anyway, all you have to do is just do a little Kramer Serenity Now. Just wait for it. You probably already have a Super Boss system already, or PC, whatever you're doing. You know, you're playing those games anyway. So you just have to say, just like, try to just stay calm. And I know that I will not fork out $1,100 for a PS5. I'll be patient on this. All right. By the way, when we come back, we're going to go over to Eastern Europe. Lord knows what time it is over there. We're going to talk to a man, talk about his game, a real live developer overseas. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Discover one of the most romantic and COVID-safe certified boutique inns or bed and breakfasts on the Northern California coast. The Elk Cove Inn is a one-of-a-kind Ocean View Mendocino Coast bed and breakfast with luxurious accommodations not far from Napa. The Elk Cove Inn is situated on the most breathtaking route of California's Highway 1. The Elk Cove Inn is a favorite for romantic getaways. When you visit the Elk Cove Inn, you're greeted with a gift basket with cookies and wine. Of course, champagne and a delicious complimentary breakfast are included. Book your stay at the Elk Cove Inn, as they have many specials now, by visiting elkcovein.com. Also check the reviews on TripAdvisor and what guests say, or call 800-275-2967. That's 800-275-2967. 2967 or elkcovein.com.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt, so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
The Video Game Review.
That and welcome back to the show. Rick Tiller with you coast to coast around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure now to go to Belarus, and we have on the line Tony Prokudin. He is a wargaming publishing producer, and we have him on because we will have the World of Tanks NA Blitz Cup this weekend. Are you calling in from Minsk, Tony?
Hey there, guys. Actually, I'm calling from Kyiv, which is not far away from Minsk, but yeah, I'm temporarily here.
That would be the Ukraine.
Yeah, exactly.
Got you. I don't know why I was told Belarus, but yes, Ukraine. So tell us more about this event, because we have some cash on the line here, don't we?
Yeah, so basically, Blitz North America Cup is number 4 in the line of several Blitz Cup, which include 4 regions, like CIS, North America, Europe, and Asia. And basically, Blitz North America Cup is the final one and one of our, let's say, most important ones. Previously, in previous years, we used to run such events in fully offline format. We grab like 4 teams from one per each region, best teams. We gather them in Minsk and let them fight to figure out who is the best team. But now, due to all this coronavirus situation, we decided that gathering everyone in one place is a bad idea, and it's better to have like fully online format with four basically tournaments, championships, and with double increased prize pool, which is $200,000 for all realms. So basically, for North America, it's $50,000. Yeah, like this.
Yeah, no, that's a huge thing. And the 4 teams, Rain, Speed, GMA1, and Ishtar Genesis will be playing. And the one thing that I've always liked about wargaming is the cross-platform. And this is the first time ever. If you're on the Nintendo Switch, you can get in now too, right?
Yeah, exactly. Blitz is available on iOS, macOS, Android, Windows 10, Nintendo Switch, as you mentioned, and Steam. So yeah, use whatever you want to play. That's one of the best parts of Blitz.
And the free-to-play model was something that you guys, maybe not pioneered, but you're one of the first ones to have this massive esports game and then, you know, make the money on the back end, and it's really worked out for you, and that's why a lot of people take to this game, don't they?
Yeah, basically that's one of the interesting parts of the game. You don't need to throw in money to play. Basically, all content in the game, besides some premium stuff, is available for free. Yeah, so that's a nice part of the game.
When I get into when I play this game and I think about the realistic physical models and there's deep mechanics involved, but also it has to be easy to play. It's like I remember seeing this flight simulator, which was basically like flying a real jet, and it was almost impossible because I didn't go to flight school. So where do you draw the line between authenticity and making it too hard to pick up and play? Where do you kind of draw that line?
You know, there is a saying, easy to learn, hard to master. And it's all about Blitz. It's quite easy to start, to figure out like basic controls, shooting, driving, armor penetrating, all this stuff. But if you want to become real good in this game, especially at the level of our esport guys, for example, from Rain, Speed, or Genesis teams, you need to spend quite a lot of time and throw in quite a lot of efforts to become of such a level. But yeah, easy to learn, hard to master, as I said.
Yeah, very interesting. We're speaking with Tony Prokudin, Wargaming publishing producer. What are your tactics when you play? Because I think a lot of us, we think of, you know, the Battle of Kursk with, you know, with the Soviet Union going up against the Germans, the largest tank battle in history, which the Soviets ended up winning. But I think about those are just kind of face-on tactics. But you think about Erwin Rommel in North Africa. You think about General Patton, who read his book. What is your tactical new when you are playing?
It always depends on the map. We have like more than a dozen of maps in the game. Some of them are quite realistic. Some of them are fictional. And it also depends on tank or tank class you're driving. If you're driving a heavy tank with lots of armor and big gun, you definitely want to find yourself on the ridge, like facing your enemies face to face, close quarters brawling, all this stuff. If you're driving some glass cannon tank destroyer, you want to stay behind the backs of your allies and providing like cover fire. If you're on the light tank, you will definitely want to scout to provide info for effective player of your team. So yeah, it basically all depends on tank class, on the features of your tank. Actually, there are about 400 tanks in the game, and all of them have their distinguishing features, and every player can find suitable machine for his own beliefs, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, see, for me, you know, you can go really fast in like a Jeb Stuart, or you can keep it simple in a Sherman, but they don't have the armor. For me, I know I'm going to go slow, but I'd much rather have the King Tiger myself.
Yeah, it's one of the strongest heavy tanks on its tier. Yeah, actually one of my favorites. So yeah, good choice.
No doubt. And the other thing too, as you know, as I say, you're in Ukraine right now. The international participation in this as well. It's to me, when it comes to, you know, combat or boxing or like soccer, everyone in the world knows what's going on. You don't have to like teach this. This isn't like trying to teach baseball to people. I mean, everybody knows what's going on.
Yeah, everyone know what our tank's about, so it's kind of easy to explain. Actually, it's no need to explain. Yeah, we're here driving tanks, fighting, but fighting like nice only on virtual battlefields. So yeah, that's something nice about the game. Any game, actually.
So, as you said, people are not going to gather, as we like to do, in one place because of COVID, obviously. So what are some of the challenges for you? I mean, obviously, there are a lot of different Wi-Fi and servers and Ethernet cables. Everything has to be in place. The power can't go out. So what are some of the challenges you guys are having?
The most interesting part is that while running one stream, we have several teams. One in Minsk, one in Moscow, and one here in Kyiv. Plus, we have multiple commentators, analytics all over the world, from Netherlands, from UK, from Scotland. So, yeah, it's kind of challenging, but according to three tournaments that we've already run, it went quite okay. We didn't face any power shortage or like Wi-Fi issues. So, yeah, it went kind of okay. Hope it will. It will go the same with North America Cup.
Now, people who want to watch, they'll get rewarded too if they watch 90 minutes or something. What is this? You get some keys?
Yeah, the players who watch hour and a half and more will get some nice in-game stuff, which include keys. You can use those keys to open crates, and crates can drop some nice premium tanks, one of the strongest in the game. Plus, there are some nice stuff like boosters, XP boosters, some nice camo, and an avatar. So, yeah, if you have an opportunity, definitely go and watch our live streams.
How much do you, like, when you're playing, pay attention to, like, what kind of skin or camo are you using and cosmetically sort of pimp your ride, as we say over here? Or how much do you like to just keep it simple and traditional?
You know, it depends on the tank, on my mood. Sometimes I can put on like the most crazy, the most bright camo. And sometimes I tend to use something less bright, something more like historical. It also depends on the game mode you're driving in, because we have like realistic battles. when you don't have some arcade elements like highlighting tanks, all this stuff. And in this mode, you definitely want to use some historic ammo, which help to camo your tank on the battlefield. So yeah, it all depends on the mood, on the mode, and our preferences.
Last question for you. What is your personal kill streak high number?
Actually, we're fighting like 7 versus 7 in major modes. So yeah, a couple times I made like 7 kills in a row in one battle.
Wow, King of the Mountain. There he is, Tony Prokudin from Wargaming. He is a publishing producer. I want to make sure everybody checks it out. This weekend, it is the World of Tanks NA Blitz Cup. And as he said, if you watch for an hour and a half, you're going to get rewarded with some in-game stuff, some keys to open some crates. First place, $25,000 and an emblem. Second place, $15,000. Third place, $7,000. And the fourth place finisher will get $4,000. Tony, thanks for your time, man. We really appreciate it, and have a great cup.
Thanks for having me. See you on the battlefields, guys. Bye-bye.
Yeah, see you on the battlefield. And that's the other thing, too, to remember about this game is that there's almost 150 million downloads worldwide, and this game also is very fun. It's got kind of a lighthearted approach a little bit as well. The one thing I'm always thinking is if my tank's on fire, I always try to jump out and, you know, use a assault rifle or something, and then I realize I can't jump out. It's World of Tanks. And there you are. All right, the numbers to call 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back on Sports Byline USA.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
It's time to play Vomit or No Vomit, brought to you by Nauseam.
Let's jump right in. Imagine the night before Thanksgiving, you partied too hard. Now you're suffering through Turkey Day, trying not to Ralph on Uncle Ralph. Bob, do you A, vomit, B, guzzle the pink stuff, C, take fast-acting Nauseam?
Take Nauseam?
Correct. Nauseam's four-minute formula quickly relieves stomach discomfort from overindulging in food or drink.
Get fast-acting Nauseam now. Available in stores everywhere. Use only as directed.
Tune in to SalesPort Talk on Sports Byline with Karen Lyle and Rick Tittle.
Tuesdays at 9:37 a.m. and at 3:37 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, coming to you at your time zones all over the globe. This was brought to you by All Bay Collision, over 60 years of experience in auto restoration and body repair for SUV, buses, and more. In the San Francisco Bay Area and Tri-City Area, call 510-489-1313. That's 510-489-1313, and tell them Salesport Talk sent you.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle with you. It is 40 after the hour. By the way, the open lines the rest of the way at 1-800-878-PLAY. But this is the time when I give away a brand new game, and the way you win it is just by sending me the answer to a very simply stupid, easy question.
Is it a trick question?
It's not a trick question. Send those to rick@sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer wins the game. The game is called Out of Space. Published and developed by Behold Studios. It's for the PC, PS4, Xbox One, and the Nintendo Switch. I have it here for the Nintendo Switch. The summary of this action party game is a strategy couch and online multiplayer game about moving into a new home with your friends in space. Clean up, furnish the rooms, and work out housekeeping systems, all while trying to get rid of pesky alien critters that are ruining your plans for a dream home. The question is, does this game take place in outer space or on a submarine? Send your answers to rick@sportsbyline.com. Once again, Out of Space from Behold Studios. Does it take place in outer space or on a submarine? rick@sportsbyline.com. This segment, I'll let you know what the new games are this week as well. That you can get on in. interesting news from world soccer as it pertains to video games about image likenesses. You might remember a few years ago, Ed O'Bannon, the former UCLA standout basketball player and NBA player, led a image and likeness rights campaign. Actually, remember the trial took place at the courthouse here in downtown Oakland, but players got more control of their image rights, and then college players as well. And I know a lot of people at the NCAA are having a heart attack that there are certain states like California that do give more control and the opportunity to make revenue off of your rights as a college player. In other words, you have a star quarterback at a college, and they're selling his jersey with his name on it in the bookstore, and they don't get anything. And they'll say, hey, you're getting room and board, you're getting a scholarship, that should be enough. And it turns out in a lot of states that's not enough. Well, with soccer, when it comes to FIFA and the game FIFA, and then you think about Pro Evo, they sign these deals with these leagues and teams and what have you. And there was a tweet from Ibra, Zlatan Ibrahimovic, who is Swedish, has played for a lot of big clubs around the world, still going strong at 39. In my opinion, came to America too early for MLS. You don't want to go to MLS until you're washed up. He proved he was still good, as he's doing with Milan now. But he put out a tweet this week, and it said this: who gave FIFA EA Sport permission to use my name and my face at FIFPRO, F-I-F-P-R-O. I'm not aware to be a member of FIFPRO, and if I am, I was put there without any real knowledge through some weird maneuver. And for sure, I never allowed FIFPRO or FIFA.com to make money using me. Somebody is making profit on my name and face without any agreement all these years. Time to investigate. And then Gareth Bale, who's on loan with Tottenham Hotspur now from Real Madrid, formerly with Tottenham and Southampton, but the Wales International said in response at Ibra_official, interesting, what is FIFPRO? Hashtag time to investigate. So what is FIFPRO? Well, FIFPRO is the global union of soccer players. But I don't know how global it is when they don't even know about it. And in fact, Fifth Pro has put them in their World 11 each five times, the World XI. But it might be kind of absurd to think that they didn't know their images were being used in video game franchises like EA Sports FIFA Soccer, which has sold over 300 million copies over its almost 30-year lifespan. I mean, the way players obsess over their ratings ascribed to them by the game. Bale was even on the cover. Ibrahimovic has posed for several shoots for the video game as well. Well, now they're hearing that from The Athletic that a lot of other well-known players are planning to follow suit as well for their image rights. So I don't know. I hope this doesn't turn into something where we're going to have to play FIFA with a bunch of guys who aren't real. I mean, honestly, that's the one thing about Pro Evo that is not great is that, you know, here they have Barcelona and they have Juventus, so you got, you know, Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo, but you don't have a lot of these other teams. And FIFA, I mean, remember the old video baseball game where Barry Bonds didn't sign on, so his name was like Hank Stalker. I forgot what they called him, but he was 25 on the Giants, but he wasn't Barry Bonds. I hope we don't get to that. Also, I saw this week with Demon's Souls. By the way, I have the Demon's Souls hard copy for the PS5, and I have a second, technically first, because I don't have the other one, a second controller, but I don't have the PS5 yet. But it came out, a particularly skillful streamer has defeated Demon's Souls without taking a single hit. And this game has been out for less than a month, as it came out as a launch title for the PS5. And the thing about Demon's Souls, it is a remake on the original. And that's the developer on this one, Bluepoint. They've remained very faithful to the initial version, with one curious exception in the form of a mysterious hidden door that was only recently opened. We could talk about it in a second. But the original Demon's Souls was from Software, which I love that translation, From Software. And it was punishingly difficult to beat that game. It's just basically a game of bosses. And if you don't like bosses, like if bosses give you, very few things give me anxiety, bosses give me anxiety. Obviously, Dark Souls was more prominent after Demon's Souls, and then, but when you think about the challenge of this generation of games like this, and you think about the same RPG progression mechanics, there is a very brutal curve. But it is amazing to me that anybody can go through this game without taking a hit. Now, if you say I went through it without dying, I can believe that. But if everything is in the exact same place as the original, I can see it. Now, we have seen over the years some speed runs. Like, I think back on a game that I used to play on the original NES, 8-bit, called Legacy of the Wizard, which took me so long to finish. And then I heard once on, you know, I was looking at YouTube, and YouTube, a guy went through it in an hour. And I sat there for an hour, and I watched the whole thing. Yeah, I know. I love video games. But anyway, Demon's Souls, without getting a hit, kudos to you. You apparently did it online. And one other thing I want to mention before we get to the new releases. One thing about, you know, we had an interview there from the Ukraine. These video games in foreign lands that don't make it over here, I would like to see these sometimes, because I remember being in England with Brian Lara Cricket was out. It was a huge game. And obviously, it would be stupid to make it for, you know, NTSC from PAL and CCAM and these other European formats, because no one in America is going to buy it. It's not worth their effort. But to me, like, I don't really like golf, but I like golf video games. Like, I would rather cut open an apple and watch it turn brown than watch the Masters. But I love Hot Shots Golf. I like all that stuff. Well, anyway, I got an email from the developers in Mainz, Germany this week. for Handball Manager 2021. Now, team handball over in Europe is a huge thing. I remember when I was in Denmark in 96 when the Danish, for a family reunion, the Danish national team won the gold medal in the Olympics in Atlanta. It was a huge thing. But they're just saying that Handball Manager 2021 is going to be coming out on Steam on January 15th. And this is the thing that I love. It's the German League, which is the strongest league in Europe. And it's known as the Liquid Molly Handball Bundesliga. Not Liquid Molly, which you might take at college or at a dance club, and I don't recommend doing it at all. Without the D, Liquid Molly. You can't make that up. Liquid Molly Handball Bundesliga. And this game got a grant from the German government of 93,273 euros. The government helped pay for this game. The exact institution was the Federal Ministry of Transport and Digital Infrastructure on the basis of a decision by the German Bundestag, or the Congress, if you like. Now, wouldn't that be cool to hear, not that Madden needs it, but wouldn't that be cool to hear that Congress, when they throw all this money around on nothing, gave money to a video game company to make a cool game? Or is that just me? I like it. All right, I don't know what Liquid Molly is. Maybe I shouldn't bring it up. All right, let's take a look at the games this week. We're going to start a little more hot and heavy here as we're now past Black Friday and we're into Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Ramadan, whatever, shopping. Worms Rumble, Action Strategy, PS4, PS5, PC. These are Tuesday releases. Twin Mirror, an adventure game, Xbox One, PC, PS4. Frostpoint Virtual Reality, Proving Grounds, an FPS game for the PC. Chronos, Before the Ashes, the 1, the 4, Switch, and the Stadia, Action Adventure. Project Wingman, PC, Action Flight. Nickelodeon Kart Racers 2, that's PC racing, and the cool thing about that is you can kart race as SpongeBob. Empire of Sin, of the Sun, no, of Sin, Switch, PC, PS4, Xbox One, a strategy game. Sam and Max Save the World, adventure game for the PC and Switch. Shiren the Wanderer, Switch, PC, RPG. Force and Fight, an action game on the PC. Alt Deus, Beyond Chronos, Oculus Quest, PC adventure game. Haven, an RPG for the Xbox One, PC, Xbox Series X, and PS5. Takno Taksujin, a music game for the Switch. Immortals Fenyx Rising, an action game for the Stadia, Switch, PS4, Xbox One. Tinkertown, not Pinkerton, Tinkertown, PC, Action, Adventure, RPG. Madden NFL 21 Next Gen, whoop, Xbox Series X, PS5. FIFA 21 Next Gen, Xbox, Next Series X, and PS5. Fitness Boxing 2, Switch, Productivity, and Fitness. Ragnarok Skies, a PC shoot-em-up. These are now Fridays. Dragon's Quest 11, Echoes, Xbox, Xbox One, Xbox Series X. Commandos 2, HD Remaster on the Switch. Fire Emblem Shadow Dragon, this is a strategy game for the Switcheroo. Dark, D-A-R-Q, Xbox One, PS4, and Drawn to Life, Two Realms. How about that? I love that game. Switch, iPhone, Android, PC, puzzler, platformer. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back with the cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt. Call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. It's time for the cheat code. I'd like looking them up for older games. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. The request here comes from Lake Shasta. That's up here in NorCal. And it comes from Timmy. Timmy, T-I-M-I. I think I've had one from Timmy before. Rick, do you have codes for LEGO Dimensions? I do have codes for LEGO Dimensions. And I think these are cross-platform. If you want to be building much faster, put in the code 5MZ73E. Once again, 5MZ73E for fast building. And also, if you want to get the Simpsons DLC, collect the mini kit with the mysterious voyage of Homer in level 5. Complete that. And then you will be able to play the Simpsons level pack. What do you think of that? All right. Thanks for tuning in to another live edition of the Video Game Review. You can email me throughout the week if you like, rick@sportsbyline.com. Any video games, questions, comments, or concerns, we now return you to 6 days and 23 hours of sports talk.